views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everyone. It's not Dee today. It is Nadia subbing in for Dee. Super happy to be here. And I'm talking to you all again. So as usual, I will tell you, for those of you who don't know me, Dee and I have been working together now for, I think, almost 15 years. And you can check me out at intuitionbynadia.com. And if you have any questions or anything at any time, you can always email me at intuitionbynadia@gmail.com. So I always start with a little bit of the general energy of what's going on. So, you know, a lot of people, a lot of my clients and people have been feeling kind of this tested energy, like we're trying to develop new relationships with this old part of ourselves. Like I would say, you know, those of you that listen to Abraham Hicks, there's always a delay in manifestation. So there's been so much shifting for so many of us. But then there's these old manifestations coming in and we're like, wait, why is this still here? What is going on? And it's an opportunity to kind of relate to these issues in a new way. Like, we don't, believe it or not, you have more of a choice now than you realize, whether it's in money, relationships, if you're feeling depression or illness, you're able to be more of the observer at this point. So it's kind of like building that muscle to not go back to where you always went to, even though the reflex or the habit is there. You know, because those of you that are listening have probably done the energetic work to remove the kind of roots. I keep getting for this group when I channeled this morning that we are really ready to break free of old habits and patterns that are keeping you kind of bound to manifesting what you don't want. Try to feel for that freedom within you because it's there. You can gain clarity now. The universe is there for you to kind of, we're being pushed towards our full potential. Like through the end of this year, I just keep feeling this like, go, 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 go. It's ready. You're ready to be who all that you are. So there will be new choices available to all of you. And just to let you guys know, to follow up on that kind of energy, Dee's having an amazing webinar on August 18th at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's all about, you know, she's really wants to go in about channeling all the highest guidance for really getting into this freedom energy and like building the blocks between the old world and the new. So if you're still having trouble with that, definitely sign up for that webinar. Those of you that feel like you're really in limbo and can't kind of get your foundation solid. Again, that's August 18th at 7 p.m. So sign up for that. So the affirmations I'm getting for everybody here, for those of you that works for or claiming this or affirming this, is I release stuck energy, old habits, and restrictions. My life is opening up and I'm free to choose my reality. Another great one that I got for you guys is I release fear and move forward with courage and trust. I am safe as I direct my own destiny. So those are two great things to claim right now in this time. But the difficult period is almost over, guys. I know that a lot of people have had some, it's weird, in the past like week and a half, there's been some very bizarre tragedy situations going on for people, loss, death. So I feel like it's definitely starting a new beginning. There's just been kind of this ending feeling. But you guys need to know this is a continual effort. This is not, it's just like the gym. You can't just go to the gym once a week and expect to change your body. It's the same with manifestation. It's the same with your energy. You need to check in every day. You need to be doing the work and checking yourself and connecting, making that effort to connect to your higher self. Because being honest with yourself and that self-awareness is where you're going to get the rewards, because you'll feel the energy shift right away. So hopefully that's helpful to people, and so I'm anxious to take callers. So we will jump right in. We're going to start with Jay in Canada. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Jay? Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi, Jay. How are you? Good.
I'm doing fine. So Dee's not on, and you're substituting, so wow.
I sure am. What can I do for you, Jay? It's all meant to be.
It's all meant to be, yes. My question is regarding, like, I'm getting a little discouraged right now, my spiritual growth.
Sure.
I just heard you earlier regarding what thing is about manifesting, things like that, and what is discouraging me is, like, how much work do you have to do before stuff really, really happens? Like, where's the breaking
point? Well, it depends.
Where's the missing point?
Sure. It depends on the issue. You know, if things are not manifesting, I mean, can you give me one area in your life that you feel like that's happening?
Not happening, or?
Yeah, something that you feel like you've put a lot of effort in that's not manifesting.
Yeah, relationships.
Relationships, okay. So right now what I can feel from your energy is I still, and this is the challenge, and is I feel like you've done the clearing work, quote unquote, but your energy still goes, she's not here. My relationship isn't here, or the relationship isn't here, I should say. It's not here, it's not here. Your awareness is very heightened that it's not here. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the awareness that it's not there, the relationship, is so dominant that you can't allow it in. So what can you do to feel as if, you know, as Abraham would say, you know, when do I attract my soulmate, when you no longer think they're missing? Right? So if there is still a focus in your energy on the lack of, and that is like poison to manifestation. It's too dominant. So if you can go, what does it feel like? What does the relationship feel like in my body? What would it feel like if I was with this person? What would it feel like, you know, to have them in my life? What am I looking for? I'm going to write about that. I'm going to feel that. I'm going to call them in. I'm calling in the person that's looking for me. You know, that's what the work is, because you have a bad habit of noticing what's not there. You have a bad habit of focusing on the lack. So that's where your struggle is.
Okay. Yeah, just was wondering about that, so.
Okay, well, I hope, well, keep us posted. And again, it's not easy what we're asking, what I always say, but it is what works.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you very much.
All right, next we have, I hope I'm saying this right, Micah from Oakland. You're going to correct me. Is it Micah?
Hey, it's Micah.
Micah? So how can I help you?
Well, I mean, it's spot on. Everything you're saying is precisely what's up for me. I'm just going to read what I wrote down because it's pretty succinct. So I've never been more consciously aware and in observation as I'm experiencing these limiting patterns yet again. You know, specifically it's around money and I'm not connected to passion or a sense of purpose. And I'm trying to, like, I'm really missing having, like, a, quote, career to talk about and to relate to other people through. And I'm not feeling like my life sort of, quote, adds up sort of in comparison to others. And it leads to, like, feelings of embarrassment, sometimes shame. And I feel like, you know, like,
great self-awareness. That's great self-awareness that you can go, oh, wow, look at me. I'm feeling shameful. I'm feeling less than.
Mm-hmm. And yet then there's just been that piece of me where I have not been able to wake up and get engaged with my fire, and it feels like inertia, and it's creating that sense of scarcity in my life.
That
I just mentioned.
Well, you're right there, Micah. I feel like you're just like at the edge. Okay, you're like right at the edge where things are about to manifest. Okay, like you're right there. The money and the kind of sense of purpose, passion are definitely highly connected for you. Like when you're feeling joyful and passionate and excited, the money comes in. And the problem is right now you don't know how to find that within yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's what it feels like. And there feels just like a lot of indecision of like, where do I go? I don't have clarity. And the comparing other people, I always say is when you see something you like in another and we feel envy or like, oh, I wish I had that and how come they have that and I don't or anything like that, it's because they're manifesting something that you're not allowing for yourself right away. It's like, ooh, I know I'm supposed to have that, yet I'm not allowing it, okay? So what I'm going to look at right now is what is in your energy that's not allowing it. So, you know, what they keep showing me is you're literally, they just showed me you holding a key, standing at the gate, choosing not to use it. So again, you're right there. You're literally right there. So what I would say is, I would say do 30 days of something. Try something for 30 days. What I would do for 30 days what is your practice as far as, you know, meditation or spiritual practice?
Oh, I do my work. I mean, like, I'm always
great
dropping it, like playing with the four cornerstones now. I mean, it's always about dropping into my heart and finding that self-love space.
Well, and you've done an amazing job. Like, you've set a nice foundation, and now it's about, like we talked about, like getting rid of those old habits. This is a habit. You have like a habit of thought. Mm-hmm. And again, like, you'll notice that there's a pattern of, well, it just doesn't, it's just not for me. Like, I'm just not going to get this in this life. You know, other people it's easy for, but it's harder for me. You know, that kind of thinking.
Yeah.
So really, like, I'm opening to the fullness of this experience. I'm bringing in, I'm writing about this in my, I just wrote about this in my newsletter that I'm going to send out today, about really calling in, like, really, instead of like, what's wrong, waking up in the morning, it's like, I'm calling in and more love into my life in the form of money, in the form of passion, in the form of people, in the form of loving myself. I'm bringing, like, pouring love into every aspect of my life. Great meditation for you, because right now it's there. You just got to put the key in. So now I'm just, what they're saying to me is you need to invite the energy in, instead of like, where is it? It's not here. I'm inviting it in every day, 30 days.
Okay.
You know, I'm inviting in the money, bring in, show me what I'm passionate about. Show me what brings me joy. I mean, I love being in that place, because you're in a great place, because you're not attached. You're just going, show me. You can stay open-ended. And go, show me, whatever it looks like, I don't care. I just want to feel joyful and, you know, passionate about something. So it's a great place to be. And you're right there. I mean, I'm telling you, you're a hop, skip, and a jump. It's not far. It's just new habits, new practicing. To really, you have everything you need already. You're there. You're way, way ahead, farther than you think you are.
Fantastic. Okay. Great. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Next, we're moving on. We have Ann from Austin, Texas. Great.
Hi,
Ann.
Hi. Good to talk to you. I feel a lot of what you said earlier kind of resonate, and also these other callers, just a sense of inertia in my career. I've always felt like I've been fairly successful, and then I've kind of hit this sort of wall where I just can't seem to go any higher and get promoted, and I kind of reach like failing of sorts.
Okay. Well, are you in something that I feel a lot of male energy around you? Do you feel like you have to be in male energy in order to get ahead?
Probably. Dee has told me before that I have an imbalance of masculine and feminine energy.
Okay, so maybe that's why. Isn't it great when it all comes in the same? Because what they're showing me is a lot of head energy, like a lot of like a thinking man is the way they're showing it to me. It's like you're a male and you're thinking in your head. You're like logic. Okay. And the new energy is so much about the female and allowing and opening up the energy, expanding miracles, bringing in, you know, miraculous ways of expanding your career. So it's not about moving up. It's about expanding it.
Okay.
Right. Do you feel the difference in the energy of I need to move up instead of I want to expand, because I'm a constantly evolving person and I want to be more challenged and I want to move up, and that feels great. Like expanding it into a new level feels great. But you know, what I would say for you is you have a little bit of compartmentalization in your energy, meaning that you can go, my heart's here, but I can cut it off and I can go here in my head. What's being asked for you to go to the next level in every area of your life, this isn't just career, is an integration of heart and head. So that means while you're at work, listening to your intuition more, like really going, what do I feel about that? Not what do I think about that? Not what's logical, what do I feel about that? And usually when intuition works with the mind really well, when you start with intuition, instead of like, oh, this is the way it goes, X, Y, Z. And they just keep bringing in the world expansion. There is there's a little bit of genetic, so just right now, it's not even a big thing to balance, but there's a little bit of genetic of like in your family, people not moving up to another level, like you said, hitting a ceiling. That feels genetic to me. It feels like it's been passed down to you a little bit. So there's a little bit of energy there. Not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, definitely.
Yeah. Like people, they hit a ceiling and then they just were fine there. And you're like, no, I want to keep going. Whatever you do, I'm going. So just right now, claim anything genetic right now. You're just releasing it from your energy. You can just choose that right now. That's where you're at. You're like, I just choose to not have that run my energy anymore. I'm expanding past. I want to be my full potential. Full potential and expansion are the two things for you. It's not going to be that hard. It's like a tweak.
Yeah. Awesome. That sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Anne. Mm-hmm. You have a great day. Okay. Next, I'm moving on. I have Elizabeth here from Portland. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem. What can I do for you?
I feel very much with exactly how you opened the call this morning. I just feel very at the edge of everything, and I feel almost like, I mean, with work, relationship, and then some personal divorce stuff, and all sorts of things that I feel like there's one key missing that once that gets wiggled out of the way or moved into place or whatever, that everything just kind of falls together.
Sure. I definitely feel like you're really wanting and connections right now. You really, what they're calling in for you is like, you need to find your people, caring connections, your intimate connections, because you feel like you're really drained in that area. Like you've been kind of doing a lot. You feel very drained to me energetically.
Okay.
And your gas tank is kind of not filled with like feeling really loved and supported.
Okay.
Does that resonate?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So the reason you're having trouble is that you literally are running on fumes. And so that you're just going to have a hard time, you know, kind of getting motivation or inspiration activated because you're tired, like on every level, meaning you just feel like you've been through a war kind of in a way and you're just in the recouping
phase. Yes, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what you feel like to me. So it's almost like that's okay. So this is a great time to, you know, self-care, self-love, look for those people in your life that really uplift you and that you feel loved around, you know, go towards family, go towards anyone who can fill you up, animals, you know, you need to be filled up right now. Because that's really the solution to your issues, is because you've been in such almost like a fight or flight state for a little while now. I mean, they're showing me a couple of years.
Yeah.
In a little bit of a struggle. So it's almost like you don't even know how to live without that sort of activation of stress or anxiety going on. And you don't have, it's not major for you now. Now you're like, now what do I do with myself? Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about right now a period of self-care for you and really getting clear on, you know, all the things in your past relationship that you want to keep and all the things that you want, that you learned that you want to now manifest, because you do want another love in this life. It's very strong for you that you want another love in this life.
Yeah, I definitely feel that.
Yeah. So that's actually going to be sooner than later for you. That's showing kind of top on the closest to you manifestation-wise.
Okay.
Which is interesting considering you just got divorced. But sometimes when people get divorced, it's like, it's so activated what you want, what you don't, you know, you're kind of like, I'm not looking, you know,
right.
So then people
right.
Because you're like, oh, I'm so clear on what I want because I know what I don't want. And so then someone comes in.
It's been a really long divorce. So
it seems like it. I can feel it. It's been dragged out. It's been really dragged, but it's still been stressful because energetically you're still connected to this person.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and until the divorce is like done, there's still that weird energetic connection been draining you.
And are you able to see if, like, it's really been way too drug out way too long.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels almost like nonsense, like it really shouldn't be.
Sure. It usually is that way.
Yeah.
Well, you're energetically already divorced, which is the good news. It's like, well, whatever, something clicked in you, and they're showing me pretty recently, like the past month, where you were like, I'm done. Like, I'm done, and I'm done. Like, so energetically, you're divorced, which means it's the rest of it will work out soon.
Just
it's kind of like, just following that, but just recently, you kind of clicked over.
Okay.
To going, I can feel your energetic disconnection from him. So that's good news. He's not in your energy. Is what I'm trying to say. Because usually when I feel people that are married or separate, I can feel if they're still kind of active in your energy. He's not active in your energy anymore.
Okay.
But you do feel extremely drained to me. That's
okay.
Because the overall thing for you is refilling the gas tank. What can you do to refill that?
Okay, which is funny because actually this last month I feel more present than I ever have. So
good. Well, you dropped a little weight. You dropped the rocks on your back, but now it's like,
yeah.
Oh, now what? You know, but you're at the top of the mountain. You just hiked the top of the mountain. You're exhausted. It's literally exhausted. You don't realize what you've been through. And there's still going to be some processing that will happen, but it's not nothing major. Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Just want to make sure you know that. So thank you.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, Susan from Niagara Falls. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Nadia. Yes,
how
I didn't know
you?
If you'd get to me. And well, I am excellent. I'm getting better and better all the time.
Great.
And my question revolves around, I think around career a little bit. I really don't have a career per se, but I was to start doing like an art therapy type thing, not because I'm not really an art therapist.
Yeah,
I'm
but
not
I love
legally.
That.
Yeah, I'm not legally one because you have to go through all these school and stuff, and I don't have the degree.
Sure, I know. I went through it, so I know.
But anyway, the thing of it is I was to start this like the weekend of the 4th of July, right the next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
When I showed up to do the class, nobody showed. Next week, nobody showed. Next week, I forgot to go because I was really sick that night, and I was so sick that I forgot to even go to the show, to the class. Two people showed up, and somebody else held the class. Last week, I went, this last Friday, I went, nobody showed. And I'm wondering, okay, what's up with this? And
so, well, first of all, I'm getting that it's a great idea. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was doing this work for 12 years before I ever even got my, you know, psychology degree. I have a degree in psychology, but I was doing this work way before I had any, in my 20s when I didn't know anything. It was just people knew that I was there to help them and that I was, you know, your intention is clear. So what's mm-hmm. happening with you is there is some self-doubt activated.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, and, you know, I'm going to say this to you lovingly, Susan, there's a little bit of ego attached. And that's really where the issue is. It's not 100% of like, it's like, how do I put this? It's like, I want to show what I can do instead of, I want to be of the highest service to people, bring me the people I can be of the highest service to. Because art therapy is
beautiful. I understand, yeah. I understand that.
It's really helpful. There's still a little bit of, you know, bring me the people that I can help. Bring me the people that are ready to. And what I would focus on too is because I get that you can 100% do it. There's not a question whether you can do it, you will be effective. It's also melding in not only is helping people open up their creative channel.
Yeah, the thing of it is I was, you know, I really don't know what I'm doing because I don't really know exactly how it works.
Right, so there's the self-doubt. Yeah, yeah. Well, you're channeling.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, I figured I would be channeling. And what I have been doing before, because I haven't been doing art therapy, but for instance, I've gone places, I've met people like this one gentleman that I have worked with extensively and doing counseling with him. And I find myself doing the same thing with other people where they come to me and I'm just automatically channeling counseling with them. So
it's the same thing. And so when you say you don't feel like you know what you're doing, I get a no on that. So I'm getting that you do know what you're doing, but what's happening is your ego is going, no, you don't know. You know, there's the ego is getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of I'm showing up, I'm here to be of service. And like, you know, Dean and I always talk about this. I show up on the show, I don't know what's, you know, I have no idea. It's just I trust the channel. So it's not about me. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? It's not about me at all. So you need to make it not about you. You're here to show up and be of service and with through your gifts and talents.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it was more like I need to work more in the area of doing like a ministry type work for people.
I get to know. I love the art therapy. I get a big, you know, it's a high vibration thing. People want it. People need it. So I'm getting there is an audience for you. More with art therapy than art therapy in the sense of opening your creative channel, you know, intimate relationships with self. Another thing you can do is like with children, when you do play therapy with a child's unconscious is extremely accessible because so they'll just put it out on the page. As adults, we've learned to have all these filters, you know, so the intention of your workshop is to help people let go of the filters so they can find and get that relationship with self.
I was wondering if I need maybe some kind of like training with it because I really don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, where do I begin?
So what you should do is sit down one day and channel. What should the class look like? Show me what the day should look like.
Okay.
Not from your ego, not from your head. You have to sit with yourself and plan out how you want it to go. And then you'll be in the moment and it'll go a different way. But that's what you, just so you feel like you have something and you can let the ego take a rain check.
Mm-hmm. And you know? There's one other thing too that has nothing to do with that. And that is, in relation to relationships, because I don't have the relationship.
Yeah, the first thing that came into you was funny because I thought you were going to ask me about relationships because I just saw a relationship coming in right away. And I was like, oh, well, that's not what she's asking about. So, okay, I won't go there. But, yeah, there's the relationship coming in for you.
Yeah, I had one recently that it was a weak relationship that just really went bad. And I just recently met somebody who's also younger, but he's, you know, going through some stuff, and I don't know what's going on. And I keep attracting younger men for some reason. I don't understand.
There's nothing wrong with that. My mom's husband is 20 years younger than her. They've been together 23 years. Who cares about the age? You're looking for, again, that caring connection, that intimate connection. So don't worry about it because it's coming in. And so what I would do is just don't judge it. Don't ask. Just go whoever I have a deep soul connection with. That's what you're looking for. Again, don't get in the head. Don't get into the ego about it.
Yeah, this man is right now going through a divorce, and he's been, you know, he just wants to talk and wants to do stuff with me, and
check it out. Why not?
And I'm just like, I'm not going to push anything toward, you know, he just wants to talk, and I'm willing there to just like channel whatever he needs.
Yeah, right away. He's coming into your experience just, for a reason.
You know, I don't know. I'm open to it, and open to being just friend, or open to being it go anywhere.
And that's perfect. You know. That's where you need to be right now. But I do see a love relationship coming in. I don't know that it's this guy, but I do see one coming in.
Oh, thank God!
So just stay in the moment with this. I don't feel like it's this guy. I feel like it's somebody else. But I would just by staying open, this guy is good practice for you to just being in the moment and showing up and keeping your heart open and being available emotionally.
Okay. Well, I hope it's not my other roommate because I don't feel anything with
him. No, you don't know this person yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's fine, you know.
Keep us posted, Susan. I love hearing about relationships.
Yeah, because I would like to have, you know, the one that I've wanted forever.
Forever. Don't worry.
That's never happened, so.
Not yet. Don't even say that. Don't ever say never. It hasn't
manifested as of yet.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay, so
keep waiting.
I'm
okay.
Yeah.
I gotta move on to Susan to someone
else.
But thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
So next I have here Mary in Maryland. Hi Mary.
Hi Nadia.
So what can I do for you today?
Oh, I'm just kind of thinking about hot and walking into a store. So I'm not even sure I can have a conversation with you. But
I'm having trouble understanding you, Mary. You're very muffled.
That's what I thought. Why don't you go on to the next? Because I got stuck in a store.
Okay. I'll come back to you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we have Jeannie in New York. Hi, Jeannie.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. I just wanted to know what your channel has in
mind. For you today. You're so cute. You always do that. It's adorable. So there is something you're kind of negatively still attached to.
Okay.
Okay.
There's something that, in what area, can I get the 10 minute on that for her? What you're attached to. You're still, there's a little bit of, you know, it's so challenging with your energy because you've done a lot of great work. And so I'm going to really fine tune for you right now, which is the area of appreciation and gratitude. On the outside, you're like super full of light and joyful and grateful and all that. And then on the inside, there's still a little bit of that, I don't want to say negativity, but lack of appreciation for yourself.
Right.
For you.
I understand.
The value that you really are. And so there's still this attachment to, I have to still think I'm a little less than, or stay humble, or stay smaller, or stay not the amazing person, spiritual being that I am, because you're such a bright light. Every time I talk to you, your light gets a little brighter. Like, your light just is like, it's so present in your energy, and you're just not quite knowing your value and appreciating your value yet.
Thank you. I've just switched that. Can you see
it? Thank you. Yes, I sure can.
You know, we all need to be told these things.
We do. That's why we all need to act as mirrors for each other.
Right.
100%. Well, I always love hearing your voice, Jeannie.
I love hearing yours, and I give you love, 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 love.
Thank you, sweetie. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Before coming back to Mary, since that was quick, I'm going to just move to one more, Mary, and then I'll come back to you. So I have Caroline in California.
Hi, Nadia. It's Caroline.
Hi.
And I have to say that I am in California via way of D.C., and I moved out here a year ago to kind of change, activate my life, and
great.
I feel stuck. But
yeah,
slow is happening. And
yeah,
I have
they're
a decision
definitely
about
asking you to be patient right now, which is not great.
Ooh.
You don't like it.
No.
But the period, they're like, don't worry, tell her to relax. Like you're very, you know, you're like me, I totally get it. I'm like, I want it yesterday. Like, I'm here, where is it? I'm ready for the party, let's go. And I know, totally, which is great. I'm just built like you in that sense. But I'm like, what do I have to do? Let's do it. Let's party. So I think that what's happening right now is it's just like, you know, everybody has different strengths and weaknesses. And for you, taking action and doing things is a strength for you. It's easy for you. Do you know what I mean? You know, some people struggle with action. They'll sleep all day and not be able to get out of bed. That is not your problem. But not unlike some of the other people we spoke to, it's about taking care of you now and really getting clear. Because what happens with you, because you have kind of a strong energy, if your energy isn't 100% clear, you'll manifest a lot of mixed energy. You'll be like, here's a piece that I want, but then there's this big chunk that I don't want.
Yeah.
That I'm pulling in. So that's been your pattern, is pulling in mixed energy, because you're just like, I want it to manifest. So just come in, and then it comes in mixed because you didn't do the time to really align yourself fully. So what they're saying to me is, this is the period of you really getting clarity and aligning yourself with what you really want to manifest. They're showing me you slowing down. Not comfortable for you or me. Okay, so I'm totally relating to this. I went through kind of, you know, I just had a baby, so it's like I had to slow down. I'm like, really? I can't just go? No, you can't. Like,
wow.
You can't, you know. So that's kind of what you're being asked to do, is stop. Smell the roses. Really be present in the now moment wherever you are when you're looking around at the cars and the people, because I feel like there's a lot of stuff wanting to come in for you, but there's still a little bit of mixed energy, especially around relationships.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't know if that's just relationship in regards to friends or partnership that you're referring to.
I would say both, but
yeah.
Partnership is more dominant, but both. You know, I definitely, you know, it's funny because, like, you want somebody who, it's very clear for me in your energy, and I just want to let you know that this has been heard, that you want someone who is financially successful. Well, and it's funny that you say that because I'm not experiencing that at this moment. And it's freaking me out.
Well, that's why I'm saying, you know, but really acknowledging that's what you want.
Wow. Okay.
And that's okay to want that.
Whew.
You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Instead of like, oh, I'm super sure it's wrong. Instead of like, God, you know, I really want to be with somebody that has a lot of money, that doesn't have to worry. We can travel. We can have a good time. Whatever it is.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's that's the truth. I've been thinking that because my spirit wants a rest. And
yes.
Like, you know what? I've never wanted to be a person to ride off of somebody else's success. But there is a place in me that kind of feels like, you know, I would love to have someone who has that stability, not because I want to coast, but because then I can relax and really freely express my feeling.
Exactly. And you hear how you had so much judgment about at yourself of, oh, I'm lazy, I'm going to coast. All the words you just used were instead of, you know, I'm at the place in my life where I've done a lot of work, I've worked my ass off, I really want to do my passion, and I'd love to be with someone that I don't have to ever worry about money so I can create my own abundance, but with the support, because I know if I have that support, I'll be even easier to create my abundance. And, oh, by the way, you need to know your own value to go, I'm valuable enough.
Wow. Yeah.
You know,
nope. That's
just, yep. Yeah.
Yep.
You got it. I heard it click. Thank you. I love it. You guys.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Caroline. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Mary, I'm trying you one more time.
Okay.
Hi.
Better?
Yes, much better.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Nadia. It's so nice to speak with you.
You too. So tell me what's going on.
Well, I was just wondering if you could give me what your channel has for my husband. He seems to be going through a very depressed time again, and he was all very excited about getting ready to retire and move, and we've had to set that back for a few months, and he just seems to have gone off the radar.
Yeah, I'm going to say this lovingly, that the chickens always come home to roost, you know, so... He has some, this is the time where all that old energy, and it's old for him, really old.
Okay.
Like teens, 20s, childhood stuff, adolescent stuff that is coming up for him. And he has you need to help him right now because you have more tools than he does. And the depression is, he is not knowing how to participate in his life anymore. Because he is not who he was, okay? And he is not, and he has all these, all of a sudden, he's going, who the hell am I? What am I doing? You know, it wasn't all a waste. He doesn't feel fulfilled within himself.
Exactly.
Okay? So finding, and it's because, and there's a little bit of feelings of like he wasted his time. Because all these years have passed, and it's like, you know, people say that it goes so quickly, like you wake up and how the hell did you get here, you know?
Yeah.
But he has a lot of unresolved, like, it's almost like all his choices were made because he was supposed to, and he didn't spend his life making choices from, this is what's going to really bring me joy. So what you can open up for him is like, hey, guess what? You look at all the potential you have right now. You can do whatever you want. You're free.
Mm-hmm.
You're free. Like, how great is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's try to help him get excited about that and start exploring. First of all, I don't know if he would be open to this, but really, it's tough because he's a little bit resistant to things like to things like therapy or stuff like that. But he has some, you know, I would engage in conversations about his family, what were you raised like, and. You know, kind of, I always say with people asking questions about their life is always better than trying to get them to do therapy. It's like, well, what was that like for you? And, well, what did your mom say about that? And why did you go into this field? And, like, you know, it's your husband, but there's a lot of things you probably don't know.
Yeah.
He's, you know,
beating himself up for all the decisions he's made.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why I did that. I shouldn't have done that. I should have done this. And when, he's fine at that.
Right. It's not about that. It's about I regret never really listening to myself my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't know how to do it. Like, he hasn't worked on the muscle. And instead mm-hmm. of doing things because he should, or because he thought it was the right thing, or other people thought it was the right thing, or whatever, he doesn't have that muscle built. So now you can help him build it.
Okay.
You know, this is going to be a great time for your relationship. There's going to be like a renewal in your relationship through this time.
Well, I feel that is right at the tips, but I'm also frustrated because I feel like he pushes me away too. And
well, he does. Because he has resistance and he's angry. It comes out as anger and frustration,
yeah.
You know, because he's a man. women, you know. Yeah, but he's a little old school, you know what I mean? And he's uncomfortable with his own feelings. He's not comfortable feeling his own feelings. And when you come in with all this feeling, he's like, get out of the way.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
So how can you go and not make it about you? It's not about you.
No.
At all. Not even close. He's going through his own little crisis right now. So if it was a child, how would you approach them?
Yeah.
You know, and just love them where he is. Love him where he is and be there when he's ready. Ask questions. You know, engage him to engage with himself, if that makes sense.
I think that's crucial. And it just clicked. I need to ask him.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get it, instead of telling, instead of always trying to help.
Mary, you just, this is every couple's therapy thing I've ever done. What you just said is everything. because I know what's right for you. People do with their kids, they do with their husbands. It's like, no, you don't know. He knows. So help him find it. You know?
Right.
Awesome.
Well, that's key. Thank you,
Mary. Thank you. You have a great day. I'm glad we connected.
Sweetheart, thank you again. I love you.
Bye. Okay, next I have here, let me make sure. Oh, Anne from Georgia.
I had a feeling I was going to get on when I heard Jeannie and Mary.
I know. You're like, I'm right there. So hi, Anne.
Yeah. They're part of my team. Anyway, I'm in a really good place today, and I just wanted to share the beauty I'm getting from that rather than, and then
great.
Just get your read on it, too. I get there was that hiring from heaven, and all the angels are just waiting there for us to ask them, and they just get joy out of our coming up there and asking for help, and getting that brings them joy, and it's the
100%
whole principle of recipe, and I am learning how to receive and thereby give people joy by my receiving. So that's what's going on for me, but out of that I get help is here, I'm not alone, and I bring joy as I receive grace. And her three steps in that were so simple. They were on the call. It's on Beyond with John, who has gone through all that with Rika. So it's just
right.
A beautiful community. But anyway, in it, it's grace instead of the law of attraction, and that's what I needed to learn how to receive. To just learn, it's not about me, but I go and I say, you know, I'm willing to slide over into the passenger seat and let the universe thrive. And,
yeah, and what I would do for you, you know, because everything you're saying is right on the money, and what I would do for you, because I feel like you have a really strong idea and you know what all this is, but I'm not feeling it fully experienced in your body.
Okay.
So what I would love you to do is they're showing me the fourth chakra, which is the heart chakra, and it's the color green. So really, I would just do a meditation because everything you're saying is right, and I want you to really feel that. Like, help me feel the love from the universe. Help me feel that, because they're showing me the same kind of thing of like, you're right there. I mean, it's so funny how we're all so connected on this call. Like, you're right at the gate and you just
Help me feel what? The love for me?
The love, yeah. You're talking about they love to be of service to us, the universe loves
okay.
Yes, you know that, but you haven't felt that.
Okay.
And so once you feel that, it's going to be ingrained in your knowing. You know, and that's what we want to do. Because you know it in your head, but I want you to know it in your being.
That is my trip to get out of the head, and that's what I'm asking for. As I travel around up there, and when I get that, the whole thing is to just say I don't have a clue and stop trying to figure anything out. And so
you're right. You're right on the right path. So it's more about the experiential for you. Getting out in nature, meditations about with seeing the green energy around your heart expanding and calling in the light to really be willing to feel that love from the universe.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful help for my friends.
Okay, no problem. Bye-bye. Okay. So I have Kelly in California. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, I just kind of wanted to see what is this month is going to be like. I know what my past months were like. So I wanted to see if you pick up anything new coming my way.
For you.
Career, love, whatever.
Interestingly enough, I'm seeing a female connection, which is interesting. And that could either be in work-related or friendship-related. You have a lot of new people coming in. I don't know where these new people are coming from. There's like a male and a female coming in for you. It's your month to be out in the world. It's time for you to kind of, it's the opposite of you. It's now your turn to go out and take action and meet new people and be out there because I see new connections coming in for you this month.
Okay. Like socially, you mean, or should I get
socially,
out there like...
Socially, spiritually, like I want you to, you have a little bit, your energy is a little bit closed off when you're out in the world. Like, you know, like you're at the Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, whatever. You kind of have like your own little bubble. And what they're showing me is it's kind of like break that bubble. It's been a protective bubble you've had a long time with you. And you're now, you know, have developed enough to be able to pop that bubble and be able to be like open and I don't want to say vulnerable, but your full self out in the world. Because it's time to attract your soul, your soul cluster. You know what I mean? Your people to kind of uplift your life.
How do I do that? Yeah, I think there is that invisible bubble that people think I'm one person when I'm interior, you know, it's something else.
Exactly.
And I don't know what they see, but it's always more like she's independent, leave her alone type of thing.
You give off a guarded sort of energy, which is not inviting to new energy, and that's in the form of people and anything. So what I would do is, first of all, the first step is being self-aware. So when you're in the market, when you're walking down the street, when you're in your car, check in with yourself and go, I take down the bubble. It's okay, bubble. You can consciously remind yourself, take it down. I open my heart and I take down the bubble. And that's it. And see and observe, how do I feel? Do I feel vulnerable? Do I feel scared? Do I feel teary? Do I feel, you know, that's how you build a new muscle, is just by asking it to go, I don't need you right now. Thank you. You're still there if I need you, but right now I'm taking you down. And then notice when you're around certain people how, boom, it'll go up. Or I want you to build an awareness and a relationship with it so that you can take it down and put it back on and take it down and put it back on. And even with me right now, so right now, choose to take down the bubble. Just make a choice.
Okay. So if I feel like I'm not projecting that, you know.
What you just did, I felt that. And I instantly felt closer to you. I felt a little more drawn in. And it almost felt like there was sadness in there. So I would sit down and look at it. There's a little bit of residual sadness that you're still protecting in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the best way I get that out is writing. Is writing about it. Like, whatever. What is my resistance? And sit down, like, write it out. What am I sad about? I feel sad because. And sometimes if you don't know, just keep writing, I feel sad because, I feel sad because, I feel sad because, and then your inner being will tell you.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you so much. That's a great
tip. Thank you, Callie. Okay. All right, have a great day. Bye. I think I have time for one or two more. So I have Linda from Minnesota.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Linda. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to know what's coming through for me, from you, through your
channel. Okay. Great. I love it that you guys are just coming in. I love that. It's fun. Okay. Can you do me a favor, Linda? Just tell me the month and day of your birthday.
October 2.
Okay. Yeah, I knew you were Libra. I should have just said, if you're not a Libra, I'll eat my hat.
I'm definitely a Libra.
I knew you were a Libra. God, you are all guys. All you guys are getting the same thing of like this right at the same kind of thing as like you're right at the edge. There is some money issues and there is some issues around your spirituality. So the two things is you have something flipped around money. Okay, something's like reversed. So do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. So let me find belief. There you have a cap on there's this weird kind of like money's not important thing that actually it is important, but it's not important in the sense that like you don't care about like stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like you don't care about like
right.
the Fendi bag or any of that stuff. You don't care about that stuff. So that's not, so you're like money's not important. But what I think is happening is your energy is wanting to create a little more abundance, but there's this still like belief that it's not important.
Well,
okay.
I don't know where that comes from because I do have a lot of financial stress. And it seems like
yeah,
every time I trim something out of my budget for spending,
mm-hmm.
another bill comes up.
Yeah, and that's because the universe is going, you need to make this important.
Because what?
What you're doing is it's money's great. Money's a wonderful thing. It's almost like it's a bad thing. It's an annoying thing. Do you see what I mean? It's like, it's not important. I don't want to deal.
Yeah, I don't like dealing with my financial issues.
Yeah, there you go. So that's, I'm trying to get to you're trying to avoid the negative emotion you feel around money, which is, in turn, you're going, it's not important.
Well, I just,
okay.
I just, you know, tapped into this realization, you know, around this, you know, this lack and scarcity and not having enough money. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, my God, that goes, like, way back in my family life.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But I think for you right now, it's about going, I'm willing to make money important. I'm willing to make money something that brings me joy and happiness. And, like, I'm excited to get money. And instead of every time you see people, like, oh, I got plenty of money, it's like, money is an important thing in my life, and I appreciate it. I'm grateful for it. It's a very different energy, and that's the energy you need to bring in order for you to have always more than enough for the bills.
Yes. Okay. So I add that with the affirmations that you gave earlier in the beginning.
Yeah.
So they were wonderful.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. So glad you resonated with them. I'm going to give everybody who wants to be on my newsletter to email me, and I will get you a newsletter because I do a monthly update for the a newsletter every month now for the energy update for the month. So if you want to email me, intuitionbynadia@gmail.com, and I'll add you to the list so that way you can get, because
okay.
I do affirmations and everything and all that stuff every month.
Is that NADIA?
Correct. NADIA.
Intuition.
Yeah, intuition by NADIA.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. I have time for one more. Oh, it's Deeka. Hi, Deeka.
Oh, hi, Nadia. I thought I was going to not make it there.
Just made it by the end.
Well, that's divine. You know, darling, I have in my hand, on my lap, 8 pictures and resumes in envelopes going out to new, basically, commercial agents because I'm not getting out again. So I wondered if you could find out if
yeah.
I have a block against getting the right one or what's going on.
Yeah, no, you don't have a block to getting the right one, but there is still this energy of, God, it's so funny how everyone has, like, themes. Is, again, you're very in your head about it, Deeka. You're very, like, I'm going to do commercials because that's going to make money, and it's logical, and it's coming from a head place.
Uh-huh. Okay, so before you send out those things, literally hold them in your hand and blast them with light from your heart.
Blast them with light from my heart. Commercial really acting is that kind
of... But they're fun, yeah. You're just like, oh, okay, I'll just do this because it'll make money and I just need to get, you know... It's not like, hey, you know, commercials can be a blast and you can make so much money. Commercials can be so much fun. They're a day shirt, you make a lot of money. It's awesome. So, you know, instead of like, you know, blast it with your heart and your intention is, you know, bring me the agent that sees me and that we can work together and make big money. And I'm really open to the commercials that I would love doing, that are joyful, that are fun for me. Because you need to just shift that energy because it's really in your head right now. It's like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. I got to send these out. I got to blah, blah, blah. It just feels very blah.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Do you feel what I'm saying?
Oh, you know what? I'm breathing and I'm feeling into my heart now.
Yeah, you feel the difference in the energy of what, in the intention in which you're sending it out. And this is like for everybody. If you're starting a business, if you're sending an email, if you're sending out resumes, it's really like send that heart energy, bring me the people that are in my soul cluster that see, like really set that intention, because especially with this kind of thing, people don't know why they call you. People don't know why they book you. They're like, I don't know why, she's right, you know. That's what you want to line up with. You want to line up with that kind of like divine universal guidance where it's just that person goes, yes, this is the right person for this.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, commercials are fun. You want to do them. They're super fun.
Okay, so it's like meditation, be in nature, and just send love. Just send love out to these envelopes and people.
Yeah, and just set your intention for what do you want to get back. Bring me the person that is my highest agent, that I can be of the highest service to, that we can make money together, that will get me out into jobs that I book, that I'm right for.
Okay.
You might need to re-listen to what I just said and write it down after you re-listen to the podcast and go back and write down what I just said, because that's the intention you want to set out.
I got it. Thank you so much, darling.
Thank you, Deeka. Thank you so much. You guys, it has been such a pleasure talking to you all. I really just feel honored to be able to be a part of the community and so glad to always fill in for Dee. And just to remind you guys again about her webinar on August 18th at 7 p.m. For those of you I didn't get to, and those of you I did get to, it's just a great place to like join in the channeling of really bridging the gap between the old and new world. And as a reminder, I am at intuitionbynadia.com, or you can email me if you want to be on my newsletter that I send out every month at intuitionbynadia@gmail.com. So many blessings, you guys. I'm telling you, we are all like right at the edge. It's a really powerful time. And even though we all have our own stuff we're going through, be reminded that most people are worse off than we are right now, because the energy has been really intense. And what we've been going through for years, they are only now beginning. So be aware and be of service to people, guys. Be the uplifters and be the light. It was a real honor, and I hope to talk to you all soon.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.